My name is Candy Sedevaca. So in the contract for the I-70 ditch, the stormwater protection, 100-year flood protection, has to be done first before they can begin construction on the actual I-70 ditch. So these two other projects, City Park and Platt to Park Hill, those are the 100-year flood protection. It's also, I forgot to loop in Glouville Landing, but the Glouville Landing outfall project is also part of this, and we have members here from that. And so once those three drainage projects are done, that's when they can start constructing the ditch, the I-70 ditch.
So if you're out east on I-70, you might see these signs flashing saying changes coming soon to I-70. So the public is being given notice that this is imminent. Is that true?
Well, CDOT is jumping the gun like they know how. We are waiting for our days in court with them. They've been very clear that they're not going to change their decision about I-70 and that they would comply with the courts if the courts decided they were at fault or needed to go back to the drawing board. So they have not yet been in court. We're waiting for that. It's hopefully going to happen this summer. I mean, late summer, early fall. And they're jumping the gun, already assuming what's going to happen. But that's kind of been the trend through this whole process, and that's why we're suing.
How does this connect to any type of national transportation plan?
Well, this is actually, we're the laughing stock of America right now, because we've watched cities across the country and across the world really taking down urban interstates. We've recognized that in the 50s and 60s it was a mistake and they were designed for military, and now we know the health impacts, we know the community impacts, and so other places are taking down freeways while we're here expanding, tripling the size of a freeway through an 84% Latino neighborhood. But we've already seen the impacts here. Our 70% higher rates of asthma, cardiovascular death, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and we're digging through the most polluted site in America. There doesn't seem to be a real, focus on the health issues for Coloradans and Denverites here, because wind blows. Wind is gonna blow this pollution around on top of the pollution that will be caused by the cars and diesel engines on this highway.
My name is Brad Evans.
What organization do you represent, Brad?
I am here with Ditch the Ditch. I got involved a couple years ago. I started going to some community meetings, and I really saw how CDOT and the city were kind of abusing the population over in Glouville and Swansea, and so I just started going to meetings and came up with this Ditch the Ditch slogan and started passing those out at a CDOT hearing, and it's kind of grown from that.
How are people organizing for this?
It's been really grassroots that work up against big bureaucracies and international concerns that want their piece of this $2 billion project. So it's been super grassroots, but the more people get tuned into what's really kind of at the core of it is, they go, wait a sec, we can't do that. Got some honkers.
People are certainly passionate about City Park Golf Course.
Yeah, City Park Golf Course is definitely, it's a component part of this. The city and the state kind of has conspired to keep them separate, but it's the $300 million that they're spending here to keep the water out of the highway is really, I think, why it's a citywide issue, a statewide issue. There's a couple billion dollars going into this that we're all paying for.
And how do you see this impacting the city at large?
Everybody has said that I-70 was a mistake when they put it in, and we're just going to repeat that mistake. And I think that's why we're here talking about it. It's like, do we want another four generations to have to suffer through this?
My name is Lamone Knowles. I'm the president of City Park Friends and Neighbors, known as CPFAN. City Park Friends and Neighbors and I-70 Ditch to Ditch organizations are establishing a connectivity between our causes and the neighbors between here and I-70 in connection with the widening project on I-70.
What is the connection? City Park Golf Course is quite distant from I-70.
That's correct. The city wants to install a drainage ditch here at the west end of the golf course, move the clubhouse further east, and the ditch is to slow down the water as it runs towards the South Platte near I-70 Bright Boulevard.
What impacts would this have on this community?
For one thing, the construction is expected to last 18 months to 2 years. There's going to be a construction fence all the way around the project. There's going to be disruption to traffic, pedestrian traffic as well as cars. There's going to be construction dust, environmental pollution. Over 200 trees will be cut down in the inner areas of the golf course, and it'll just be like a total destruction.
The city is sort of intimating that this is a done deal. You all are out here to say this is not the case.
It's not the case. There has been a lawsuit filed by J.D. McFarland and members of the community against the installation of the ditch here in the City Park Golf Course. And the basis of the lawsuit is that installation of a ditch means conversion of the park to a utility, which goes against the city charter.
And this would be something that would need to go before a vote of the people before you could convert parkland in that way?
Either the vote of the people or city council, but the lawsuit is to stop that. Currently, depositions are underway, and a trial is expected in mid-August.
How can folks find out more about City Park Friends and Neighbors and get involved?
The easiest way is to go to our website, cpfan.org, where you'll find lots of information about the lawsuits, about the ditch project, about the fundraising for the lawsuit, and general information about CPFan.
Thanks so much for being on KGNU today.
You're welcome. Thank you.